Hello and welcome to the Soundwave Podcast, music technology stories for people who love the art and science of listening to and enjoying recorded sound. Here it's all about the art and magic of sound reproduction and related human stories. We survey music, technology, and stories from the early beginnings of relatively low, high fidelity to the heyday of the 70s high fidelity and the modern age of digital and streaming. I'm your host, Pat Shepard. As everyone around the world, and yes, I'm proud to say I have listeners around the world, and I thank each of you for tuning in. As people gather around the world to celebrate the festive season, I really wanted to find a good audio-related story to tell. I found the perfect one, and that is what we're going to do today. We will learn about an important broadcast to both the troops abroad, but simultaneously to the Americans at home to boost morale and unite families around the world. Looking back at 1942, let's remember that World War II was the central force in just about everyone's lives around the globe. On the heels of the life-shattering Great Depression, the global conflict of World War II took a toll on humanity that is impossible to completely grasp. The spread of true tyranny and fascism from the Axis was a very real threat to all humanity. Millions of lives were lost fighting the war, along all the battlefronts around the world. Even more millions of lives were lost through the unimaginable horrors of the Holocaust. In 1942, there was no assurance that the Allies would win the war. Only a very select few people knew about the development of the atomic bomb that, in a few years later, would wipe out as many as 226,000 civilians in the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and would go on to threaten human existence to this very day. It is important to keep that all in mind. From a creative and upbeat perspective, World War II brought out the worst but also the very best of mankind. 1942 was smack dab in the middle of the golden age of radio, lasting roughly from 1930 through the 1940s, when the medium of commercial broadcast grew into the fabric of daily life in the United States, providing news and entertainment to a country struggling with economic depression and war. Various shows gained huge popularity and influence, such as The Guiding Light, Little Orphan Annie, Flash Gordon, The Shadow, the unfortunate and very racist Amos and Andy Show, the very famous broadcast War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells, which caused mass panic because many people missed the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. FM radio was the main real-time connection people had to the larger world. Certainly, most families had a newspaper delivered to their house, but that news was always old by our standards today. By the very nature of gathering, writing, printing, and distributing newspapers to the masses, radio gave immediate access to new information quickly. It was a time when there was no way for people to get recordings of broadcasts. There was an impermanence and a scarcity that we don't have today. You were either listening to a particular broadcast or you missed it. You would build your daily schedule around the FM radio broadcasts that you wanted to hear. Now we can stream anything anytime, but not the case back then. Indeed, radio held a special place in the lives of many servicemen and women during and after World War II. The War Department recognized the need for entertainment and an audible link home in the early part of the war. Shortwave radio systems were put in place to inform, educate, and most of all, entertain the troops at home and abroad. As a morale booster for the troops overseas, it was vital during the holidays. Radio programming was used to connect and create a sense of community despite physical and psychological distance from home, and to combat loneliness. The Armed Forces Radio Services, AFRS, created a show called Command Performance, which was one of the most popular shows at the time and was produced by and for servicemen. The biggest stars of radio and film appeared at least once in this variety show. Servicemen could request what and who they wanted to hear, requests that became a command for the entertainers. But as ubiquitous as the command performance was with servicemen, civilian listeners were largely unaware of the show's existence. This changed Christmas Eve 1942 when a special edition command performance was broadcast in an effort to bring together families on the home front and servicemen in the war zones. All four networks and most independent stations carried the command performance Christmas program on Christmas Eve 1942. The command performance show was typically hosted by Bob Hope and joined by Bing Crosby, with the two of them trading good-natured barbs and jabs. This particular show features stars ranging from the pop sweetness of the Andrews Sisters to bluesy Ethel Waters and wholesome Diana Shore. It is mixed with comedy bits by entertainer and commercial personality Red Skelton, a rendition of Basin Blue Street, the gospel and pop vocal group The Charioteers, backing Bing Crosby, and Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition by frequent guest Kay Kaiser. The Command Performance Christmas Show begins with a message from Elmer Davis, director of the Office of War Information, who explains the purpose of this special edition. Let's listen in.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Ten, hunt, Army and Marine Corps, count off. Navy and Coast Guard, hit the decks. All United Nations, stand by for its command performance time in the USA. All during 1942, Uncle Sam's shortwave stations and radio networks of the United Nations have been shooting out this big show to you guys who are shooting it out with the Axis. From the fog-bound Aleutians to the steaming jungles of the South Pacific, you've written thousands of letters to command performance, and the letters were answered in person. Well, there's a victory committee here in Hollywood whose pledge to that worldwide victory committee of yours is, buddy, your request is our command. For this 1 hour on Christmas Eve, a man and woman you call Mom and Dad become part of your show. For tonight, for the first time over the four great networks and independent stations, the War Department of the United States of America presents Command Performance. At this moment, the Chief of the Office of War Information has a brief message. Go ahead, Washington and Elmer Davis.
On this Christmas Eve, all over the world, American soldiers, sailors, Marines, and nurses are listening to this program as they have listened for almost a year past. But tonight, it serves as a link between them and us at home. We're all hearing it, the whole American people, whether in the cities or on the farms or on ships at sea or in army camps or at the front. This program is nothing new for the men of the armed forces. For 40-odd weeks, they have heard these specially produced command performances sent to them by shortwave. And we have reason to believe that they think of it particularly as their program. What they want, what they ask for, the famous entertainers who have appeared on these weekly broadcasts have done their best to supply. Tonight, because it is Christmas Eve, and a Christmas Eve when a good many American families can't be together as they used to be, tonight the War Department has invited us to come together, all of us, as listeners to this program. For the first time, it is heard in this country, exactly as it is heard by the men and women who are serving the country abroad, in North Africa, in New Guinea and the Solomons, in China and India and Ireland, in Alaska and Hawaii, in Iceland and Panama, wherever on this Christmas Eve the American flag is flying. They're probably thinking about home tonight, most of them, home which they are not likely to see again until the war is won. They are doing all they can to win it, and they have already written some glorious pages in American history. But the war won't be won until and unless we who are at home do our share too, making whatever sacrifices we must, and working together as hard as we can. Whatever sacrifices may be asked of us as a necessary contribution to victory are trivial compared to what our men are doing at the front. Yes, and trivial compared to the sacrifices that are required of the civilian population of every other nation in this war. It's that kind of war, the kind of war that we can't win unless all of us, civilians as well as soldiers, do just as much as we can. So I hope that when the men overseas think of home tonight, they'll think of it as a place where all of us are doing our best, doing all we can to help them who are doing so much more toward the common purpose of complete victory. And now, command performance, dedicated to our armed forces over there.
The command performance continued on through the rest of the war and, by 1945, had taken on a more celebratory, jocular, and upbeat tone since the outcome of the war had decisively shifted to the Allies. So, as you enjoy the holiday season, visit with friends, physically or virtually, keep in mind all the lives of the men and women around the world that were lost and forever changed in or because of the war. Keep in mind the fight for freedom against tyranny. I think we sometimes forget what we have and what the world would have been if the Axis had prevailed. We are in the middle of some life-changing battles even today. Some are monumental battles at the global level, such as climate change and even the recent rise of authoritarianism and populism. Some are personal and community battles of the physical and psychological effects of our battle with the continued spread of COVID. I will leave you with a final thought from Robin Williams as you go through this season into the next year. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. Robin Williams. I hope you found this episode to be very interesting and thought-provoking. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate all my listeners. I wish you happy holidays, happy new year, etc. Stay tuned for the next episode. All content is copyright thesoundwaveshow.com, except where noted. Please visit my website for links to all of the references and materials used in creating this show. The theme song was created by me in GarageBand. See you next time.